Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Again, we have a chance to do God's word. A day such as this to be a blessing. When we study God's word with the intent to do it, we bear fruit. And as we grow and learn, which we do, we bear fruit. As we're doing the will of God, everything that we pray, everything that we do and perform, we're growing as a person from glory to glory. And again, as we trust God, you get to advance. Trust helps you advance in ways that you normally couldn't. And because God is always with us, and he evaluates everything. When we go to heaven, we're going to appreciate how God has helped us in ways we never thought about. And there will be people alive in heaven because the Lord helped us make the right decisions in time. He helped us to live the light in time. And people see your life and they have a true representation of the love of God. And sometimes you just love people and you care about people and it shows, people know it. People can detect truth. And when you live according to his word, sometimes the Lord will prompt you to say the perfect thing for a person. You know, I got a cousin named Jerry. When his daddy died of cancer, he died. He knew he was going to die. And the Lord caused my daddy to say the perfect thing. He said, a man can die between the stirrup and the ground. You know, he can be shot on his horse. And he can fall down. Now, the stirrup is where you put your foot. You know, that's the leather loop you put your foot in. And he can, before he hit the ground, which is about 2 feet or 6 or 18 inches, he can die. And never saw it coming. But when you know you're going to pass and you've heard about the love of God, most people would start praying. And that comforted my cousin, Jerry. He told me about it. He never forgot what Uncle Bobby did for him. They called my dad Uncle Bobby. And though his name is Thurston, but everybody called him Uncle Bobby, you know, or Bobby. Nevertheless, the Lord can cause you to say the perfect thing that will mean so much to someone. And then when Jerry was so confident, he ended up getting saved. He asked the Lord to save him. It's important to be there for people and represent the Lord. And the Lord keeps telling me that his return is imminent. And I know that because I understand the problems in the church, the Lord called me to, he sent me to the church. You know, if God calls you to be an apostle, you have, you know, Paul was sent to Gentiles. Peter was sent to the Jew first and also the Gentiles. Well, he sent me to the church when he called me to that office. So he teach me things about the church, and I know things because he trained me that way. He trained me for it. That's why I know it. And knowing the condition, I know a lot of people would be caught off guard. And my concern was, Lord, I wish they had seen more light. I wish people had seen and handled more light. Because of wrong teaching, people, wrong teaching causes people to hide the light that they have. Because many people give key to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's why we have so many problems. That's why people are not growing like they could. Because when you trust something, it can interfere with you trusting God if what you trust don't line up with the Word of God. So the enemy, since he couldn't stop the church, he's slick. He's an oily politician. He's slick. He works while people are not watching. When he saw how people could be so dedicated to Jesus, and I say Jesus instead of God because Jesus is the way to God. When they put the Christian people in the arenas to slaughter them with vicious animals like lions and tigers and things, and they put them in there to be destroyed for amusement, you know. The different, Nero and the different leaders of Rome in those days, when they set Rome on fire and blamed it on the Christians, made people hate the Christians, then they put them in the lion's den and thing. Well, they would worship God, and it astounded the world. The world don't understand our devotion because they don't feel what we feel. They don't love what we love. They try to make sense of it. A friend of mine one time, he said, you know, those preachers just want money. That's how he processed it. Why would they do what they do? I said, no. He said, you have to, how much they pay you on the radio? I said, I have to pay them. Every weekend, it's $100. I have to pay them. So it surprised him. People don't understand that kind of dedication. Why would people build churches and then take time of their free time and go to church and put money in the church to hear the Word of God? It's because there's a devotion there. I've worked on people's cars at their homes, and I've talked about that on other broadcasts. But the happiest people, or the people that were the most better, that was better off, they took their family to church. The whole family would go, and they had more stability. Their children were more apt to finish college, and start a family at a young age. Their children didn't hang around the house big. You know, you see grown children on the front porch with nothing to do all day. They just worrying their parents or worrying their mother. Usually when that happens, the father's not there. Because the father make them work. But nevertheless, these are things that I've seen. And people are not getting the scriptural advice that they could be getting. But when you go to work, go to church, you're being introduced to Jesus. And some people would have made terrible decisions if they didn't get saved. Terrible. They would be dead. But because they loved God, they had a counter when the enemy attacked. When tragedy struck, they had a counter. Now, you have to be wise in your way. And wisdom gets attention. People can notice and judge that wisdom is good. And sincere love is a loud voice in the kingdom of God. And when you live right, people they'll trust you. Because see, when you're holy, you can reject what can kill you. You can reject the things of darkness. When other people would accept it, you reject it. And then it takes some time. It takes a while for people to realize it works. But it does work. So when you live with the intent to do God's word, you live in a way of protection, of blessing, of elevation. And if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you become prosperable. Some people are praying to prosper, but they're not prosperable because they will prosper and the prosperity will become a snare against them. And this has happened before. After Gideon won all those victories, he lived in prosperity, and he asked everybody for an earring, and he made some kind of jewelry out of it, and it became a snare. Prosperity can become a snare if you don't handle it God's way. And I'm going to tell you something else. When the wicked, the possessions of the wicked, sometimes you don't want the possessions of the wicked. The Amalekites, God said, destroy them and everything they own. And they were supposed to burn everything else. And they kept something. They kept the best livestock. They saved the king alive. This was Saul. This is why Saul got fired. Because when you follow God, when you're anointed, you have to do what God said do. For things to, you can't disobey the Lord when you're anointed to do a mission. You got to fulfill it. He was anointed to do better, and then he did worse. And that's not, we can choose to do better, and we should, for many reasons. But the point being, the possessions of the wicked, you don't always want the possessions of the wicked. If people give to the ministry, if they, whatever they give, I want it to be of God. I want it to be from their heart. But there can be wicked possessions can cause you problems. And we're getting, you can look it up many ways. Abraham wouldn't receive anything from the king of Sodom. So you don't want everybody's money. God is particular. And I noticed, so I don't want the problems that come with the possessions of the wicked. So I do things God's way. I say things God's way. And I know that it's going to cause the wicked to go elsewhere. And people that give, that's because they're sincere. It's very important. If people follow God, not only will they prosper, they'll be prosperable, and they'll prosper correctly. I don't want anything that God won't give me. He don't give us the spirit of fear. He don't give us something worse. He gives us good things because he loves us that way. He wants us to be just like him. Lucifer wanted to be just like God. Now God created us to be just like him. What an irony. And we follow God out of darkness and stay devoted. By doing so, we speak against the enemy. He was an angel with no problems. And then he decided to sin. He came up with sin in the light. And everything that was tilting fell with him. But he was designed to help those things that were tilting to stand again. But when he fell, others fell. That's why he's the father of lies. Now, as we go forward in the kingdom of God, we do what God does. We live the light. The enemy's prime objective is to shut down the light. When he saw that people would be so dedicated, even unto death, evil men had a conversation about this. How can we stop this? They still wanted to stop it. Instead of joining in and learning about Christ, they wanted to stop it. And sometimes evil men were the leaders, and they have dark conversations, according to Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? This is why, doctrines of devils, we think of it in current times, but the doctrines of the devil started a long time ago. After the apostles died, they watered down the gospel, and they taught false narratives, and they in the seminaries. And see, if you wanted to be a part of a church, you had to do what they did. If you taught the word any different, you get ousted, and you'll lose credibility. And people don't know, when people don't know any better, then they don't know, you know, they don't know what they're throwing away. And a lot of preachers have used their credibility and try to stay in the confines of the, even good preachers do this. When I started studying the word for myself, I saw holes in the doctrines in denominational churches and even Pentecostal churches. And people are particular. If you teach something that they hadn't heard before, they don't always receive it. If the leaders don't receive it, they won't receive it either. That's been the pattern. But see, God, he thinks of it. I decided that I would obey God. I'm going to live according to the light. If I learn better, I'm going to do better, no matter what it costs me. Even if I get ousted, if I get the left foot of fellowship, I just get the left foot of fellowship. I'm not gonna dim down the light, because that's precisely what Satan wants. And I'm going to operate according to the love of God, the wisdom of God, and the holiness of God. Found out that that's where peace comes from. Peace is fellowship with the heart of God. So if you're in peace, it's because you're in fellowship with God. The love of God, the holiness of God, the wisdom of God. And when the Lord teaches me things that I never heard before, it's new to me. And I ask for confirmations. It's all right to do so. Some things are strange to me, even though it's right. But I'm not going to throw it away. I just ask God for confirmation, and he always answers me some kind of way. Often through anointed people like my pastor. You have to live with your ears open. Then you can receive the better things. And if you trust God, you're going to live. You're going to do good. Oh, I'm out of time. But as we trust and we grow from glory to glory, and there's no substitute for that. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.